Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, shoot him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Go on.
Proud to say, Jay, I do not think you are entering the transfer portal, correct?
Not as of yet.
No. Not as of yet. But the portal is open, by the way, for 45 days. So if you're a program that has a player that you're worried about, like Wisconsin with running back Braylon Allen, you're going to have to sweat it out for 45 days. He can say, yeah, I'm not going anywhere, I'm not going anywhere, until he does go somewhere, right?
Why would he want to go somewhere else?
I don't know. Money, a Lamborghini, more playing time, higher profile, better offense, different coach. Could be a million things. How about better weather would be a start?
But doesn't Wisconsin have a big collective?
No, actually they do not. They are very much behind when it comes to the collective. So anyway, Jay, how are you, buddy? Good to talk to you.
I am fine. How are you?
All right. You're that guy. Cut number one. That's what I got hit with from Jay while watching the Utah USC game. You said, you're not that guy, are you?
Nope.
What did
you
say?
Nope. See? And I don't have it. I know exactly.
We've got receipts.
Guy.
Don't
be that guy.
Okay. For those that don't know, Jay and I were texting. I started by texting simply, are you worried? This was when the game was starting to get loose. Of course, USC had a 17-7 lead at one point.
Yes, and then Caleb got hurt on that run.
Right.
they didn't score and they didn't put seven up inside the 10. And I literally to myself said, oh, that could come back to, because that's haunted. Well, they didn't lose, but that has been one of their downfalls when they don't score inside the 10. And they only got three. And then there was a noticeable lip. And right. I was like, well, this isn't going to be good. And then he couldn't scramble. And then the game got out of hand. Right.
So as the game continued to unravel, I then said, are you worried now?
No, you said, are you worried? And I said, nope, because I didn't know how injured he was.
And then I said, are you worried now?
And then I said, no.
Look up the text thread.
I'm not going to look it up because I think I know.
I think I
know. You were like, how about now? And I'm like, okay, you know what? Go fuck yourself. Because I then got a text from a guy who was actually on the sidelines. And he said,
wow.
He said, I know people. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, he goes, they believe he tore his hamstring and he's still playing.
He did pop.
And I was like, well, fuck, this game is over.
Yeah. So you gave me the, like, I thought, Jay, you were going to be the kind of guy who could at least go back and forth with me when your team is not playing well and just give me a little bit of chatter on a cold, wintry Friday night. Instead, you went into full pout mode. You were a big baby is what you were.
I was not a big
baby. Yeah, you total baby.
No.
I'll print the text thread and let the listeners judge.
Print the text thread because most of them will go, oh, why do you keep texting them, Dave? Because if you know, there's that side of the fence too.
I just see
the game's out of hand.
I was not taunting.
What did you want?
I wanted
you, Jerry Coleman. You're Jerry Coleman.
You're
Jerry fucking Coleman.
All right, nobody knows who Jerry Coleman is. Tell me.
That's true. Damn it. He's an annoying. He was an annoying beat reporter with the Ravens, who's one. With us at 980.
Yeah.
And his main goal in life, and he said this, was to get punched by an athlete and to collect millions of dollars.
He really wanted that? Because he got choked by Brian Mitchell, but did not get $1 million.
That was jokingly. But, yeah, he always said his biggest thing, because that's why he said, I would ask those questions because one of them would punch me and I'd get $1 million.
Was that really Jerry's plan? Like, that was a real thing?
He said that in the bullpen.
And he had a very sort of annoying cadence to his voice. And
annoying
sort of,
as if nails on a chalkboard.
You know, Zabe, I just want to get punched by an athlete. Then I'll have $1 million.
That's kind of basically what it was.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I mistook you for a guy that could understand that. The performance of 19-year-olds on a college team that you root for but otherwise you have no control over should not render you incapable of at least saying, yeah, I think Caleb Williams is hurt, or damn it, Lincoln Riley won't run the ball, or whatever. You gave me nothing but pouting.
Again, there's a certain point where you just go, I'll leave this one alone. Like, per se, when Aaron Rodgers went down 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't text you. Wow, this game is going to get out of hand now. You don't do shit. You don't do that shit.
Be respectful, huh? So will I? How do I come
next day?
How do I come
next day?
Okay. How do I come to you during a game and have a pleasant back and forth about what's happening? Like,
I can
dudes
give you, okay,
do.
I'm going to go to that day because I got quite a few texts. Okay. Yes. Here we go. So, at 11:45, my friend Keith texted me. He's like, wow, Utah's doing whatever they want. And I'm like, yeah, they can do that now. Yeah. By the way, I now have a new hatred for a player.
Okay.
That quarterback of Utah.
Oh, Cam Rising.
California Stetson Bennett, as I like to call him.
Okay, and you hate him because he beat your boy twice this year. He doesn't paint his fingernails with "fuck Utah" on him. Maybe he should paint. Maybe he should paint his fingernails. That's the way to go. That's a classy move.
Big deal.
It's embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing you paint your nails?
Who else in history has painted their nails with vulgar things against the other team?
Jesus.
I'm just saying.
Hung up on that.
I'm not hung up on it. I'm just asking, what's the reference point?
He calls himself the Trojan killer. Oh, Jesus Christ. Utah wins.
You're a sore loser.
Win something of substance, and then you can. Alabama can talk shit. Now, Georgia can talk shit.
Now, Georgia.
Utah, you can't talk any shit. You've never won a fucking thing.
Okay. Now you're pulling you're pulling out the pedigree card now.
You're the only ones allowed to talk. People who haven't won shit can't talk.
That's the only card I got left after that.
No, but that's not a card. That's a fact. Until they didn't even win the goddamn, they backed into the goddamn championship game. That's the other thing.
All right.
They backed into it.
My man TikTok emailed to say, "Hey Zabe, I got to nominate Jay for the FTG this week for his ripping of Tim Brando. Looks like old Timmy had the Trojans pegged. Utah boat raced him. I only say this half kidding. Jay is solid." Also, apparently, I put Andrew Shue on Melrose Place, not on 902, on the other way around. He was on Melrose Place. He couldn't act. Did you know that he was married to Amy Robach, who's now doinking her co-anchor? Or was?
Yeah, well,
doinking, but they're off the air now.
No,
TJ Holmes.
I only heard it when they said Andrew Shue's wife. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Amy Robach. Andrew Shue in another movie. What?
Cocktail?
No, he was not. That was his sister.
That was Elizabeth Shue. Fine as wine, by the way.
The movie with Matt Damon, where Matt Damon played the lawyer in the South. And, oh, God. Come on.
I'm looking it up right now. Stand by. The Rainmaker.
Rainmaker. He played the abusive husband in The Rainmaker.
Yeah. But can't act. But that's okay.
He's terrible actor.
All right. So, just to wrap this up. Do or do not text during big games involving your teams. No.
No, you can, but
they better be winning.
No. there's a way to do it.
Okay. And not the way I did it.
Right. There you go.
All right. I just literally wanted to get a concern check from you, that's all.
TikTok. How did Uncle Timmy have his peg? It went fucking 11-2. He said they were overrated. You don't go overrated and go 11-2.
They couldn't stop anybody. That's the thing.
That's not true. They held fucking Notre Dame to 95 yards. Held UCLA to 92 yards.
Okay. They couldn't stop Utah. Utah went through them like shit through a tin horn. So
I don't know where that game that game flipped really weirdly.
It did. All right, let's move on, shall we? Speaking of assholes, I sent you a link to a guy who was claiming to be the number one NBA referee snitch on TikTok, and he has this whole cut-up reel of basically Ja Morant traveling, carrying the ball, palming the ball like a mofo. Tell me, did you find this guy entertaining and right or annoying?
No, he was 175% correct. And by the way, you can also make a whole Giannis tape like that. Giannis, here we go.
Yeah, okay.
He does.
All right.
You can make a whole Giannis tape if you'd like to.
I'm the number one snitch, ref.
Gary.
This is a travesty. A sham.
And a travel mockery. So yes. Anyway, a number of these travels that don't get called are egregious. Sloppy footwork, 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2. You know, it's like a Fred Astaire clinic. Carrying the ball,
that's
unfortunately something you're not going to get out of the game because everyone does it.
There's an art to it. Everybody thinks the crossover, but a lot of people have their hand on the bottom and then cross it over. That is a palm.
Right.
That's what Giannis does all the fucking time and does not get called for it.
I'll have to check that out. I don't doubt it. He's pretty much unguardable at his size and skill set and quickness and everything else.
I'm not saying he's not a great player, but he palms the shit out of the ball.
Well. By the way, Anthony Davis had a hell of a month so far.
Did he get hurt again yesterday?
Yeah, of course. Of course he did.
Street clothes.
Barkley
was right about that.
And this is why, you know, LeBron wanted him so bad. He knew, shit, if I can just get him on the team at his best, I can win. Like, you know, the Lakers had a good run. They're like 8-2 when he was going off. And LeBron's like, yeah, this is fun now. Not and so then, fun now that he's out.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah. Exactly. All right. Dion 101, I need your take, Jay. Go.
The only thing I'm not upset about is the HBCUers who are all up in arms because he left Jackson State.
Okay.
And everybody's saying, oh, he brought so much attention to black college football. And that, Zabe, you're a football fan.
Yeah.
You're a big football fan.
Yes. I was aware of the HBCU even before Dion. Didn't watch a ton of it, but I don't watch a ton of WAC football either.
Name me four HBCUs. Go.
Let's see. Jackson State would be one.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Miss Alabama State University, two.
Not close.
Florida nice Panhandle one. Tech, three.
Not even close.
Grambling. Again, yes. Grambling's another one.
Yes, two.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
See, and that's my point. He brought attention to Dion.
Well,
he did not bring attention to the MEAC or SWAC. So,
Give me. You know what? Like someone said about pornography. I know it when I see it. You give me a school, and I'll be able to go. Yep, that's an HBCU.
Southern University.
Southern is one. Okay.
Morgan State.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Delaware State.
I'm thinking football though. Do they play football?
Yes, they play football.
Okay, I didn't know they played football. I knew them for basketball. Prairie View and A&M. Got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, but my Alabama A&M.
So, okay, Dion goes to Jackson State and promises to help lift up the profile, attention towards HBCUs, and to be the tide that lifts all boats, and then gets a much better offer to go to Colorado to advance his career, and he leaves. I have zero problem with it whatsoever. Apparently, Dion went out of his pocket to pay for a lot of stuff. And there's a post I'm looking at now that says, wait until the real story comes out about how much Jackson State was fucking Dion and basically stealing money that they said they would pay him if he filled up the stands and did this, this, and this.
There's not a dirty little secret, but there's a... So, okay.
Here, okay.
So every year in our show, Zabe, we around this time, basketball, we would do a local in Baltimore. We do a local look at all the area schools. We had Maryland, UMBC, Loyola, Morgan and Coppin, and Towson State. Yes. What do you think were the two schools that I would never hear back when I would call them and ask them, could we get their coach on?
Oh, boy. Morgan State and Coppin State.
And so then I would hear from some alum, and they would go, well, why wasn't Morgan and Coppin on it? Well, because Morgan and Coppin's inner workings are shit.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's a lot of them, they don't give two fucks. But then when you don't include them in anything.
Then suddenly they're like, hey, man, why aren't you giving us some run? I get it.
Yes. It's very shabbily run.
Yeah. According to this post, individuals were stealing money from the football program by moving it to the general fund and scholarship categories, basically stealing from Prime and his players. Dion, with his own money, built the new locker room, tennis courts, all new designs, out of his pocket, new players' lounge. Dion used his own money to feed the players, the fancy meals you saw, the players eating, it's all Dion. When Jackson State went to the Celebration Bowl last year, the school didn't give any money back to athletics for it. Dion used a lot of his personal money to fund numerous things around campus. The university didn't help. President wanted his name in the headlines as much as Dion. I don't doubt that. These university presidents are unbelievably shameless.
Yes.
And Dion wanted a coach in the Celebration Bowl this year, but Jackson State said no. And the Celebration Bowl sold out. So there you go.
I mean, I don't know. How much further was he going to take Jackson State? Not much further.
No, they won the championship 2 years in a row, and they were rolling. They're the best players you could get.
But again, it didn't lift up SWAC or MEAC football because I asked you to name four schools.
I got
you
two.
You named two. Yeah. So
I know.
And you're a fan. And you're a football fan.
I can't. Ask me to name Sunbelt schools.
Okay.
I probably can't. You know, I can't name shit anymore. I'm getting old and my brain is turning to mush. My hard drive is full and fragmented in my head. Too many names, too many schools, too many records, too many sports factoids, all for what?
Okay.
Did you hear my custom transfer portal sound effect I created?
I did not. This ought to be wonderful.
All right. It's three sound effects from vintage video games. Let's see how sharp you are in detecting what three video games these are from. Boom. Transfer portal.
Centipede Galaga.
0-2.
Oh, wow.
But with a caveat. These 8-bit sound effects from the 8-bit era in video games, which was arcade games circa 1982, 83, 84, the sound effects were shared and sort of cross-pollinated across multiple games in different slight variations, right?
What are they from? What are they from?
It's from, the first one is from Joust.
Joust, oh, I remember that one.
When your player would appear out of the little portal, that's why I thought, what video game had a portal? And I'm like, ooh, Joust. You would spawn into the game. And then the second bite is from Missile Command, and the third bite is from Defender. See that bloop, 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 and then the motorcycle sound effect? Because in Joust, the little ostriches, they would fly around and they would sound like motorcycles.
Missile Command.
That's Missile Command right there when one of the little plane, one of the little saucer comes out. And then the boing, 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 that's Defender on the startup screen for the game. The startup screen for the game.
So the coach is defending their players from going into the portal?
Well, I'm gonna use this on the radio, so when a big name player changes schools, I'll do a highlight on the front end and then I'll send them through the portal.
Who's this conscious coach again? Why can I remember?
Luke Fickell now.
Luke Fickell, that's right, because they didn't give it to Jim Leonard, much to the shock of everyone. And me too.
Oh yeah. And which brings me to another thing I want to talk about, which is reporters getting things dead ass wrong.
The Lane Kiffin story. That guy.
Okay, well, there's that guy, but there's a reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Jeff Patricus is his name. He covers exclusively Wisconsin sports, football and basketball. Has done so for years. He reported that after the Minnesota game, they would name Jim Leonard head coach. Wrong.
Ooh.
A week later, after Fickell is introduced, Patricus reported, Jim Leonard has decided to stay on as defensive coordinator. 0-4-2. On a scale of 1 to egregious, how bad is that, in your opinion?
77.
Really bad.
We can't trust anything you say, because you're going to get it wrong all the time.
He obviously had a bad source who was telling him shit that he believed. A source that probably had been very good in the past, who just did not have it wired this time around. What about John Heyman? Did you see the John Heyman, Aaron Judge, arson judge, triple tweet fiasco?
Well, John Heyman, everybody says his source is super agent. What's his name?
True Rosenhaus? Scott Boras.
Scott Boras. That's what everybody says that Heyman gets his stuff from. It's leaked from Boras.
Yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense, because some would say that the Yankees stepping up and getting the deal done was the result of maybe seeing it at least from a reputable source like Heyman. Hey, he's going to the Giants. Sort of moment like, shit, your girlfriend is getting in the cab. She's going to leave you for good. Run. Go get her. Save the girl. But Heyman tweeted out, arson judge is headed to the Giants. And then he quickly corrected it by saying Aaron Judge, which I laughed because I'm like, you were rushing so much to get that out to beat who knows who that you had to type, you accidentally typed arson judge. Right?
I don't even like Heyman, by the way.
No.
Yeah, no.
But the sloppiness of it, though, is
that the journalism is dead from what we know it.
Right.
Can you think of anybody who you think is a good journalist anymore?
I don't. Well, yeah, I got a couple, but the sloppiness reminded me of my favorite Simpsons soundbite when Homer was so excited to see a used trampoline in the classifieds, he blurted out "tramampoline" in his excitement because he just.
Oh my God!
What is it?
Tramampoline! Tramampoline!
He said what now?
He said what now? Arson Judge to the judge. I mean, Aaron Judge to the judge. And then the third tweet from Heyman was. Yeah, I reached out to the Giants. They said they have not heard from Aaron Judge. Sorry for the premature tweet.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So those two examples, I mean, what is worse? Reporters who do that, like either Patrikas or, you know, Heyman, get it dead-ass wrong, or the pundits who get it dead-ass wrong, like your Skip Baylesses or your Nick Wrights or your Colin Cowherds. Like, I saw one that said, I'll take Baker Mayfield over Josh Allen any day. This was 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Whoops. Who's worse? God.
I think the people on TV. God, what's, oh, my God, what's his name? Former Colts quarterback now on ESPN.
You're talking about the former Seahawk quarterback?
One of the Hasselbeck brothers? No, former Detroit ran out of bounds for the safety.
Oh, Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah,
was he a Colt?
He was. I thought he was a Colt.
He was a Lion. He was a Lion when he ran out of the back of the end zone.
Okay, but when he said about Bears quarterback, he goes, "Oh, from what I heard, he's first out of the building, not really into the playbook." That was so far from not the truth, and it's like you talked to one person. And that's your source.
Those are very damaging things. Yeah, very damaging things because you're impugning the work ethic of a player. So
make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree. Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health.
Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
All right. Have you heard about these Goldilocks balls in baseball?
I have not.
So apparently there is a whole story about how, you know, last year baseball admitted they used two different balls because they had some leftover stock due to the pandemic from, you know, their plants in Costa Rica, and that they went to a slightly deader ball with the specs on how they would make it. And that this year, Manfred insisted 2022 is played with just one baseball. But there's a woman who is a big scientific, she's got a lot of credentials, big baseball fan, and she went around collecting through a variety of sources game-used baseballs in the majors, and she believes that baseball used three different balls in 2022 and has an incredibly long story about it, detailed with barcodes and batch code designations and, you know, photo matchable stamps on the balls to prove they were used in the games and yada, yada, yada. And the big takeaway was the number of balls that were heavier and flew further were disproportionately found at Yankee Stadium this September and October.
Wait a minute. I don't know about that because there was a long stretch where Judge didn't hit home runs.
I know. Funny how that is. But the implication was they had their finger on the scale to try to send all the Goldilocks balls to New York to help him get over the hump. And then, of course, to help the Yankees in the postseason. Here's what I find is incredibly stupid. By the way, all the balls they tested were within the range of specs that Major League Baseball outlines. Do you know just what a crazy hand-concocted thing a baseball is? Of course you do. You're a man of baseball. You played baseball. Yes. You love baseball. Yes. I'm looking at the diagram. Cushioned cork pill, inner yarn winding, middle yarn winding, outer yarn winding, cotton thread layer, and then leather cover with 108 hand-stitched cotton threads. This is as organic of a product as you are going to get, with materials that expand and contract and absorb moisture and repel it at different stages. There's no way you're going to get a perfectly uniform baseball out of that.
You can, that's why pitchers go through different balls, because they feel different. It's the stitching's different. It's
I know, it's crazy. And the other thing too was, I wanted to know, okay, how many feet of distance on average did the Goldilocks balls fly versus the other ones, the so-called dead balls? Like, go collect all the balls you think are the Goldilocks balls, the harder, heavier, springier balls, and let's run them into a, you know, a robotic hitting machine, kind of like they do in golf, you know? And let's go measure at a ballpark how much further do they fly. If they fly another 5 to 10 feet further, okay, that's significant. But then go back and map for me how many Aaron Judge home runs or how many of anyone's home runs actually would have been in the park that only cleared the fence by 5 or 10 feet. Now you're down to a much smaller number, aren't you?
I guess.
Of course.
But
it's so dumb.
No, but there's so many, you know, different reasons on why you have more home runs. Like, okay, case in point. I believe it was a 73 season where you had the Atlanta Braves, who had three players who hit over 40 home runs. Davey Johnson, Hank Aaron.
Okay.
And I can't remember who the third person was. But it was because there was expansion. And the pitching, that helps. Shit
right.
Like that is stuff that goes into that.
Exactly.
And it's just, the balls, I'll never believe.
How many Goldilocks balls were fouled out of play? right. and never returned to the game.
They didn't throw those balls back in. So
no, exactly.
And by the way, if you hit in Yankee Stadium, anyone can hit a home run in that Mickey Mouse Park.
Right, that's another point. So let's say that there were 50 Goldilocks balls that were distributed to Yankee Stadium over the course of a series, right?
Eddie Matthews, that was the fourth.
Eddie Matthews,
third,
okay.
Sorry. Yeah, third.
And this woman and her people were able to secure, let's say, 20 of the 50 Goldilocks balls. But let's say that of those 20, 12 of them were foul balls that were out of play. Okay, so now we're really whittling down the impact of, you know, how much does a Goldilocks ball really help a team win a game? And how many games in which maybe a player hit a Goldilocks ball that flew 5 feet further, that cleared the fence when it otherwise would have been an out, in a game in which they needed that particular run or runs and were either not ahead by 4 or 5 or not behind by 4 or 5? I'll hang up and listen your answer off the air, as the kids say. Right? Fun with numbers, everybody.
Right, I was going to say, yeah. Bill Nye. Yes.
Why, yes. My calculation is the Goldilocks balls gave an expected win rate to the New York Yankees of an additional 0.135%, which means if extrapolated over 116 years, the Yankees would win the American League by an average of 7.5 games.
So stupid. Speaking of numbers, tell me if this is dumb or brilliant. Somebody has put together the what-if standings in the NFL season through 13 weeks, flipping every one-score game the other way.
Oh, this is good.
Brilliant or stupid?
I think it's a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. All right. Yeah. Here are the standings in the what-if standings, flipping every one-score game the other way. In the AFC, your top four teams are the Browns at 8-4, the Raiders at 8-4, the Jaguars at 8-4, and the Buffalo Bills at 8-4. The Ravens, that the is... Chiefs, and the Broncos are, excuse me, 5-6-7 at 8-4, 8-4. Oh, God. I should edit that out of this podcast.
They don't take into account the shitty coaching that all of those teams have.
True, but yeah. Those are your one score things.
No, what if? Yeah, what if?
Okay, now on the NFC side, the Niners would be 8-4 as the one seed. The Lions would be 8-4 as the two seed. Cowboys 7-5, Falcons 7-6, Seahawks 8-4, Bears 8-5. The Bears would be a playoff team right now, flipping one score games, and the Cardinals as the seven seed at 6-6. To which you might say, "Whoa, wait a minute. Where are the Vikings at 10-2 in the flip'em standings?" You ready?
Uh-oh.
Dead fucking last. Not just in the NFC, but in the NFL, they would be 1-11. The Giants would be 2-9-1. The Commanders would be 4-8-1.
By the way, speaking of Commanders, that fans are a little bit chesty right now.
Oh, talk about taking a little teensy-tiny bit of success and letting it go to your head. They are letting it go to their head. But can you blame them?
When you've had so many years of not having anything and you have a slight glimmer of hope, I get right. it. I yeah. get it. Yeah, but knowing that your quarterback is Taylor Heineke and that he will probably last maybe one more season.
All right, real quick on the Christmas movie front, then we'll wrap it up. You heard Charch's take on Christmas Vacation.
Well, it's – and as much as you can have a radio best friend, and he's one of my very, very good radio friends.
Me too.
That is the worst take of all time and a terrible one. That movie is laugh out loud fucking funny.
And he claims that he likes the original Vacation just fine.
The original Vacation also very funny too.
Right, but I'm like, it's the same thing. It's just skinned with a different season, different basic premise.
It's the same hamburger with One has bacon, one doesn't.
Exactly.
I mean,
Do you know why? Do you know why? I realize why he doesn't like Christmas Vacation. He gave us a hint in his telling of his own Christmases. He said he didn't have great Christmases growing up because his parents didn't have hardly any money. And that one of the gifts he and his brother would get, or sister, I forget who, would be hand-sewn ponchos from their mom. Well, of course. Okay, wouldn't a guy who had a childhood in which that's what he got, look at a movie in which a father is so devoted to his family, he extends himself to the point of insanity, putting a deposit down for a pool in the backyard because he wants things to be great. You know, if you're getting hand-sewn sweaters or parka or ponchos from your mom, you would hate Christmas Vacation too, I think. Right?
I mean, Christmas Vacation... Randy Quaid.
I know.
Shitter's
full.
But he goes, if I go down that hill and I hit a tree, my hair just
be right. Exactly.
It's just,
forget dying. He's worried about his hair. There's time after time after time of comedic genius writing in there, delivered perfectly by good actors, even if Chevy Chase is a fucking asshole. And now,
But I heard you naming your movies, but the funniest movie, is Scrooged. That's the funniest
with
Christmas
Bill Murray
movie.
I got to go watch it again. I got to go watch it again. Then I haven't watched it in a while.
It's that there's no Christmas movie funnier than Scrooge. That's it. That's the list.
Okay. Fair enough. With that said, let's end on a pugnacious note, as we usually do with FT.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do we got this week?
ESPN's network. The way they dragged out the four schools and the championship series. Oh, my God.
People were pissed.
That was painful. You could have made that 5 minutes and then went back to regularly scheduling program.
They got to milk it for all it's worth. They got to keep you there for another 15 minutes. So insulting to presume the audience would simply leave. Don't you want to stay for the analysis?
By the way, do we know why Jesse Palmer was not with them for like 8 weeks?
No.
Jesse Palmer was not on there for like 8 weeks. He just came back last week. And nobody said anything.
Hmm.
He wasn't on College Football Final Four. Like I said, it was the coach from the one who was at Florida and got fired. Dan
Mullen.
Yeah. Dan Mullen. Why? I'd like to know, Zabin. Find this out. Where was Jesse Palmer? He was on vacation, he said. But who is
maybe he was
there?
Out. Maybe he was out slaying wool. I mean, the guy is incredibly handsome. He was on The Bachelor.
Very nice guy also.
Yeah.
But how can you be off of your thing?
If I was him, periodically I'd look around and be like, man, I need some time off to go slay some wool. I mean, look at me. I should be out there getting after it. Sorry, ESPN, put Dan Mullen in there for a couple weeks. I gotta go to Turks and Caicos. I'll be back in a while.
I gotta go to the Yucatan. Yeah.
All right, to ESPN, the producer, the executive producer of the College Football Playoff reveal. Fuck that guy.
Oh, but we gotta talk about Chris Felica leaving for Fox.
I mean, what a world in which a not telegenic, behind the scenes researcher can be a plum hire away for, I'm sure, quite a bit of money.
Thank you.
By another network. We are living in crazy days, my friend. And I like Chris Felica. He's a super nice guy. I met him at the Army Navy game, and good for him. But holy shit, this is where we're at now.
I guess.
All right, my FTG goes to one Michael Avenatti, who got another 14 years in jail for fraud, theft, and a whole bunch of other shit. This guy was the biggest fraudulent asshole ever, and he didn't even try to hide it, basically. He was just stealing all of his clients' money and then went on TV and was talking about running for president. And, of course, the media loved him because, well, he was going after Trump, so they didn't bother to actually look into the guy and go, you know what, this guy might be a scumbag. So good for Michael Avenatti. That's now almost 20 years in prison for you, my friend. Enjoy! All right, Jay, any big plans for the weekend?
Not at all. Going to see my dad. That's about it.
Well, that's good. That's a good weekend right there. As we like to say here in the Upper Midwest, go say hi to your dad for me. All right? All righty now. As we like to say,
bye-bye now.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.